think maybe hurt us in the past is not getting an early road win. But it kind of just is on your mind maybe a little bit. And we're quite a young team, so I think maybe that that affects a young team. So this is great to just get off to a good start and continue where we left off last year.
Do you think the scoreline flattered you guys at all? 3-0 looks pretty one-sided. Quakes had quite a few chances, though.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been maybe, I don't know, 5-1, 5-2, maybe 6-2, 6-3, I don't know. That's soccer, you know. I mean, we could have won half of our away games last year if we finished our chances. So, you know, it's all about burying your chances. I mean, that's little inches, you know, changes games. It's weird how it changes the confidence in the team. One team has it, one team kind of doesn't. They seem to finish the chances, the other one doesn't.
Yeah, is that something you really put down to confidence and what you guys gained through the playoff run last year?
Absolutely. I think the winning stuff and winning, losing, it's all contagious. I mean, when you're losing games, it becomes contagious. And I remember when I got to the team a couple years ago, that was part of the team. They were, you found ways to lose. And now we're kind of starting to turn the tide and making the winning contagious. So that's just, it's tough. I don't know how to really explain it, but we're hopefully we can keep it for a while.
You feel like you made the right decision in starting training camp late? Obviously, you started a couple weeks later.
I think it was fine. It's such a long season, such a long preseason, that I think 6 weeks is plenty enough time. And we'll see. I mean, it's just one game, so. But I think everybody's pretty fresh and ready to rock.
Got a little chippy there at the end. You don't want to talk about that at all, or?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that happens. When the game gets out of reach for a team pretty early before the game. The game's had quite a bit of time when we were up 3-0. So, guys get frustrated. Those guys, they were working their tails off, every one of them. So, nobody wants to lose games, and especially at home. So. That happens, and referees just got to be there to, protect everybody.
Okay. I mean, you always hear about making a statement, and sometimes that's used so often as a cliche, but I mean, do you feel like you guys sent a message to the rest of the league that this is, even though you're coming off a championship, this is a little bit different team now?
I mean, we definitely wanted to come out and have a strong performance, come in, get a shutout and try and win this game and get out. And so far, yeah, I mean, we did everything we wanted to do today, and now it's just got to continue. One game down, 29 to go.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks.